The grant is a very unique bottom-up initiative, cooperating with an NGO who is accredited to ECSOC. We work together to recognize leadership from the grassroots level initiatives, and then we provide $1 million to the winner to replicate and to disseminate the success, the stories, the best practice. So that's a grant essentially for practitioners who have been able to demonstrate leadership and vision for sustainable energy.
And what sort of factors do you consider when you're choosing the winner?
We look at a number of factors. First of all, this is a grant called the Sustainable Energy Grant. So we look at the economic impact. Does it help create jobs, reduce poverty, improving livelihoods? We also look at the environmental impact. Does it help fight climate change? Does it help reduce air pollution? Does it help provide renewable energy? So we look at the environmental aspects. But also, and that is something quite unique about this energy grant, we look at the social impact. And does it help vulnerable groups like youth, children, women? Does it empower them, giving them more opportunities? So these are the general criteria we look at. But of course, there are also technical criteria that we examine very carefully.
Is someone more likely to win it if they may not get funding from other places?
The main considerations are that the applicant is committed to leading an innovative process or project for sustainable energy development. But in the scenario, for example, you have two equally wonderful applicants. One is a well-funded big enterprise organization, and one is a grassroots NGO. Then I think the advisory board who advises on this would most likely recommend a grassroots initiative. And that was the case, by the way, of the first year grant.
You mentioned the first year grant. In the years since it was given to them, have they been successful?
The grant was awarded to them last September, and we did due diligence, checking the financial and other institutional requirements, and the fund has been, I think, allocated to them in 2 or 3 months ago, so we are in the process of working with them. But the indications are indeed they are, the winner is, by the way, We Care Solar, and they are indeed using the grant to expand their grassroots initiatives and also to help disseminate their successes, their experience. We are also working with other partners to organize capacity building activities to help promote the inspirational examples they have set up.
This year's theme is sustainable transport. Can you tell me why that was chosen and what transport has to do with sustainability?
I think transport is actually, if you like, an area somewhat neglected. It's actually a very critical issue for sustainable development. If you manage sustainable transport well, it can do great things. It will create jobs. It will provide market access to products of farmers, smallholder farmers. It will connect rural villages to cities, to global marketplace. So economically, it has a tremendous impact. But on the other hand, if transportation is not managed well, it can do a lot of damages. For example, transport now accounts for almost 25% of emissions, of CO2 emissions. So if we don't reduce the emissions from the transport sector, climate change is going to get even worse. Lack of public transport leads people to drive cars, use private vehicles, causing air pollution, congestion. So it's transport can damage environment in many ways. So we want to use a good and inspirational example in how to use renewable energy to promote sustainable transport, which in turn we think will achieve the objective of sustainable development, creating jobs, fighting air pollution, reducing the impact of climate change. So that's our main purpose.
So for finalists that don't necessarily win the grant, do they get more visibility? Do they maybe get to partner up with people from participating in this?
I think you are exactly right on the target on this point. Our problem is not that we can't find a winner. Our problem is that we have so many, you know, even 15, 20, who in our view are very, very good examples, leadership examples, examples of working at the grassroots, working with vulnerable communities. So what we have been doing is that while we recognize we have to choose one winner, while we recognize this one winner, we also give a lot of space for continuing engaging the other finalists. Take again the example of We Care Solar. We have identified another 12, I would say, equally strong applicants, and we are working with them now to build capacity building. And by the way, it's interesting to note that some of the finalists on our list eventually have gone on to win prizes and awards from other UN organizations.